Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. Welcome to Eagles of Fire. This is Breathe on Me, Breath of God, the 11th hour company of intercessors. Tonight we have begun our launch out for Breathe on Me, Breath of God. My name is Apostle Blossom Brackman. I'm the executive director of Eagles of Fire. And tonight, joining my co-host is Minister Malaya Neal. She will be co-hosting with me as we go forward. And so she's on the air with us, and we'll be introducing her in a few moments. But we want to thank God for each listener that is listening with us. And we just ask for your continued prayer and your support. If you'd like to know a little bit more about Eagles of Fire, please go to our website at eaglesoffire.org, and you'll get to know more about who we are and our mandate. Currently, we are a national governmental kingdom alliance for intercessors and prophets around the world, and we carry an eternal decree of honor and a higher order to equip and train advocates, statesmen, and stateswomen, and to be extension for the cause of Jesus Christ as living oracles. We are called to bring forth a higher standard through the prophetic, and so we are here tonight to bring forth the heart of God. And our guest, our co-host, Minister Malaya, will also be sharing what God has placed on her heart. But before we begin, I'm going to open up with a song so we can, a song that's very special to me called Everything to You. And just to set the stage, and then following right after that, we'll begin with what the word of the Lord is for the hour. In addition, if you have family and friends and you need prayer, we ask you to start getting your prayer requests together. Please call in to our guest call-in number, and that number is 917-889-3039. And at which time, once we do open up our lines for prayer, we will then tell you our protocol, and then you can also listen to any prophetic words that may be given for you later on in the evening, or you can actually go back and listen to the recording that will be posted tonight, okay? So and just enjoy this, and I'll be right back.
Everything to you.
God be the glory. You mean everything to me. Awesome, wonderful God. And I just thank him just for who he is and knowing that all that he has done for me, he's everything to me. I don't know about you, but he is so special to me. I don't know how I even made it without him. But we're just so grateful that you are with us tonight. And this song was just for you to consider what part does God play in your life today? How much time do you have with him? Is he everything to you or is only when you need him? And so we just want to just start out tonight with a topic word that the Lord gave me about whitewash. And then I'm going to just share also a few minutes about what we're going to be doing in this next week. And then I'm going to turn it over to Minister Malia so we can begin with prayer. Amen. Eagles of Fire is going to be holding their Easter weekend this Saturday afternoon at the New Hope Lutheran Church here in Columbia, Maryland. It will start at 3 o'clock. We have 7 guest speakers that will be speaking concerning the last 7 things of Jesus Christ. And each one will be sharing about what God has given to them. We will also have refreshments. We also will have communion. And so we welcome you to come on out and join us for a service on this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, which is March the 31st here in Columbia, Maryland. And so we're really excited, especially when we talk about the Lord, his last 7 sayings. My God, I can't wait to hear each one of them. And just to give you a synopsis of what you'll be hearing, the first one will be, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There's another word that he came out and said, today you will be with me in paradise, when he talked to the thief on the cross. Behold your son, behold your mother. The Lord was talking to John. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Another one of Jesus' saying was, I thirst. Another one was, it is finished. And Father, into my hands I commit my spirit. These are going to be such powerful words that are going to be released by each minister. And I'm so excited. And I also will be doing special flag ministry, which I haven't done in a while, but I will be attempting to worship the Lord through flags and worship. Amen. Well, with that, I'm going to open up with prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to our dear Minister Malia. I think the word whitewash, the Lord wants me to hold off on that, so I'm just going to be led by the Holy Spirit concerning our time here. So let's just open up with prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Minister Malia as she brings forth to us what the Lord has given her. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just honor you tonight. We turn over, breathe on me, breath of God, the 11th hour company of intercessors to you. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. And Father, this weekend, Lord, we come in memory of all that you said and did for each one of us. Oh, glory to your name. Father, our sins have come before you, and because of your blood, we are white as snow. Thank you so much. Lord, we want to bless each one that is calling in already for prayer tonight. And for those that are seeking refuge in you, Father, tonight, Lord, the word that's upon our speaker's mouth tonight, Malia, touch the hearts of those that are listening tonight, that are just waiting to hear a nugget from heaven. Lord, we are just so blessed and honored that you would participate, and we are always welcome. Lord, we want you to know that we want you. We desire you. We love to have you in the midst of us. And Lord, we won't forget to give you all the praise and the glory for all that you're about to do, all that you have already done. And even so, Lord, as you bless this time that we have together, this is my prayer today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, I want to say, Minister Malia, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Amen. So, Minister Malia, she's joined us for our first time here tonight. And so I'm just going to ask her to just flow as God gives her. And we don't know how long we'll be on tonight, but we just want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to turn over to my co-host, Minister Malia. Malia, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you on Wednesday nights as God gives you a nugget from the throne room and others that will be joining you as well as we come before the Lord, our Maker. And so with that, I turn over to you, our co-host, Minister Malia.
Thank you, Apostle Blossom. I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I give all honor and glory to God. I appreciate this time that I have to share what he's given me on tonight. And I'll just jump right in. So I was, you know, thinking for the last couple of weeks about what it is that the Lord would have me to say. And it came pretty clear, actually, today. And it's simple. It's a verse that, you know, a lot of people know. It's a very familiar verse, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, faith is talked about all throughout the Bible. It's in the Bible so many times, but that verse defines what faith is. And I think that it's very important that we go back to the basics when it comes to faith. Because faith is the foundation of everything that we do. Faith is the foundation of why we do what we do and how we see things, how we perceive things. Faith is the basis for that. And so I've been really just trying to meditate on that verse, not trying to go to too many scriptures and get too confused, but to, you know, kind of hone in on that, what faith means to me. And I was thinking about what faith can do in my life. You know, like faith is what would cause me to really feel the significance of what Jesus did. You know, we're thinking about his sacrifice for us this week. And without faith, I can't really understand the weight of what he did without faith. The fact that he died for us to give us access to God. And it's by faith that we receive right standing with God. So we can't even receive it without faith. Faith will cause us to watch what we say, because the word tells us that life and death are in the power of our tongue. So faith, knowing that God's word is what it is and that it's true, will cause us even to watch what we say. And then to know that because God formed the whole world on his words, and having faith in that will cause us to even watch what we say. Faith will cause us to seek after God, because his word tells us that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So there are so many verses about faith, but a lot of times we get caught up in what we can see. And faith is all about what we can't see. And it makes sense that we get caught up in what we can see, because that's what we're inundated with. We're surrounded by what we can see, so it's kind of easy to, you know, have chips taken off of you, you know, just kind of worn down a little bit about what you see. But that's when faith has to rise up, and faith rises up by hearing the word of God. The word tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So that's my goal, even after today, to make sure that I really submerge myself in the word of God, so that I can get the faith to stand on God's word and act like it. You know, act like I believe what it says. Faith will inspire gratitude for what Jesus endured, for our eternal life. Faith will cause us to open up ourselves to the Holy Spirit, because we see him at work all through the Bible. We see that Jesus didn't want to do anything without him. Jesus was able to go to the cross and die that horrible death because of the help of the Holy Spirit. And then he sent him here after Jesus died. The Holy Spirit was able to come and reside in within us and around us to help us walk our daily walk. Faith will lead me to the word, like I said, because that's where my faith is going to be strengthened. It will empower me to believe that I am who God says that I am. I was thinking about how in Acts, how the apostles prayed. They prayed for the Spirit, and by faith they received boldness to speak what God said to speak and perform the miracles that God called them to do, because by faith they asked for it and they received it. So faith is very powerful, and it's something that can easily kind of get under, you know, kind of go under a rock a little bit when we start looking at our circumstances. And, you know, I was thinking about how faith will cause us to love those that despitefully use us. You know, sometimes we can get caught up on how we're treated. But when we know what the word says about it, we can put those things into action. Faith will cause us to put things into action that we couldn't do in and of ourselves. And faith will cause me to display the fruit of the Spirit versus allowing my flesh to have a party and run my life. And that's because the word tells me that when I'm living by the Spirit, that I will show forth and live by the fruit of the Spirit and will not fulfill my flesh. So by faith, I can see that happening. By faith, I can look for that to happen because the word tells me that it's possible. Maybe not in and of myself, but that's why I need faith, because it's in the word, and I know that the word is true. And how do I know it's true? Because I'm still here. I shouldn't even be here. I should be gone, but God kept me. God has kept his word. He's been faithful. And so I just want to plug into that faith, that took Jesus to the cross to die for me, that I can live. Faith will cause me to want more of him. For one, because I don't want to miss anything that he says. I don't want to miss a move of his. I need my faith to be in check so that I can hear him, so that I can be sensitive to his moving. And so I want to be in the word. I want to be seeking after him so that my faith can be built up when the world is trying to take it down. So basically what I was saying is, like, going back to the basics, just like a child. You know, as a child, when we have good parents, they can pretty much do anything to us, and we know that they mean well. Even if everything may not turn out exactly how we want it to turn out, but we know that they mean well because they love us. And that's the same thing with God. Everything may not turn out how we want it to, but we know that God is a good father. We know that he is, and we know that his intentions toward us, from the time that he breathed life into Adam, who he knew was going to go his own way. God completely led the way for Adam. He completely led the way for us, brought Jesus. Jesus had to die. Jesus had to raise to get power back from the enemy to secure eternal life with us. So God has already set the pace for us. God has already made it possible. We just need the faith to believe it. So I think that, you know, some of us may have been in church a long time and think that we know. But God is saying we really don't know. We really don't know. I think it was Ephesians, Paul prayed for us that we would be able to comprehend what is the breadth and the length and the depth of the love that God has for us. He prayed that we would comprehend it, because we can't comprehend it. But by faith, we can begin to delve into it and just believe it and watch what God does in our life. God bless you. I'll pass.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I really did need to hear that tonight, because sometimes it's just a simple message, and yet it is so powerful, because faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. But truly, I mean, I've never heard it broken down the way you broke it down, and it was I was fed. Thank you so much. I so enjoyed that.
Thank you.
We do have some people on the line tonight, so we're going to open up the lines. We do have a protocol here, which is we will ask, if you do want prayer, what we'll do is we'll ask you your first name and where you're calling from, and if you do want prayer, we will pray for you. We don't want any information. We just want to pray for you. And the reason that we also do this on the air is so that it is recorded, and for accountability, this way you can also take it to your pastor or whomever is your overseer, so it can be worked out with them concerning the prophetic word. I'm going to open up the first line here. The number is 240. Sorry, I'm not going to give all the numbers. That's something that we don't do. We just give the last four numbers. Sorry. The last four digits of your phone number is 3006, and we're going to open up your line as well. And we'd like to say good evening. The last four digits is 3006. Hello? Okay. Well, we'll pray for you just the same. Our next caller, and I believe this is Renee, 4189.
Hello.
Hi, Renee. How are you again? God bless you. Welcome to Read On Me, Breath of God.
Thank you so much. My name is Renee, and I'm calling from Maryland. And yes, I would like prayer.
Amen. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Leah, do you want to start? And then I will follow after you.
Okay. Father, we just, first of all, just want to thank you for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you for the opportunity to come and to be able to pray. We're thankful that you hear us and that you care, Father God. I pray right now for Renee. You know what she stands in need of, Father God, and I want to join with her faith, Father God. She is a woman of faith, and I want to join with her that you it just giving you praise because we know that you've already got everything worked out. I pray that you would just continue to strengthen her in her faith, Father God. Show her things that she never even thought possible, Father God. Continue to show her ways, Father God, that you would have her to walk in, those that you would have her to touch, Father God, even as a testimony of the things that she has been through. And I just pray that you just continue to work in her life, Father God, beyond what she could ask or think. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Renee, I hear Lord speak to my daughter. There are things in life sometimes that it just seems like it's too hot to handle. And you see, this because it's not the season nor the time. The Lord says, as the time progresses, as you come into your the cycle of the season that I have for you, you'll be able to handle and to be able to hold those things that have been prepared for you. Sometimes we have a tendency of jumping ahead before God has completed what He's doing. The Lord says just to be still and know that He is God, that the things that I have for you, you'll be able to contain them. And that it won't be like you're, you know, stumbling, trying to hold what He has given to you, but you'll be able to be flat-footed and stable and be able to hold those things that He has prepared for you. And there will be a peace about the situation as you come Amen. Into it. The Lord says to be encouraged. He says there's a season and a time for everything. Here, Lord said that this is also a time of preparation for when that time of season comes for you to hold on to those things that He has prepared for you. He says that your steps are ordered by Him. And the Lord says to keep focused on the assignment that He has given unto you, not look to the right or to the left, but to stay focused. And as He prepares you, it will feel like you're getting, you know, in tight quarters. It feels like you can't move. But the Lord says, I'm just refining you. I'm just bringing some things into order. So when the time comes where that season breaks, the Lord says that you'll be able to assimilate and to be able to hold those things. And you will not be trying to figure things out. It will already be in place because you not only had a plan, but you saw my face concerning it, says the Spirit of the Lord. And so, Lord, I just bless her right now, Father, as that word has been released over her life, Father. And, Lord, as she goes forth, Lord, seeking your face and in regards to what you have planned for her, this is my prayer for her right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you to just take your sickening and just seal her and these words over her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Glory be to
You're
God.
Welcome.
I'm going to open up the lines one more time for the last four digits of 3006. Last four digits, 3006. If you can let us know who you are, where you're calling from. Amen. Okay, so that's fine. Excuse me?
I was going to say, that's my husband. He has the kids, so he probably.
Oh, okay. Oh, no wonder he's not responding. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll pray for him just the same since I've been calling out his name. Father God, we just pray for our husband, Lord God, with the children. Lord, I just give you the praise and glory, Lord. And thank you for fatherhood. Thank you for an example of being a father, Lord God, of taking care of the children. Lord, as an example of how you take care of us, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for the lessons that are learned even in how a father takes care of his children and how he looks over them and provides for them, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you to bless him abundantly, for there are many young people without fathers that are not present in their lives, and he is present. And, Lord, I thank you for his faithfulness and his diligence to be that father, as a, also as a role model to other men that have children that they have not cared for. And so we bless him, Father God, tonight. We give you the praise and the glory in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to close. This is our first night. We pray that you've been blessed, and we will begin coming back again next Wednesday night. So each Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, we'll be coming on the air. With that, you will be listening most often to Minister Malia. I think it was awesome what she brought forth tonight. There will be other guests that will come on the air as well. But oftentimes, if we are on the air, we ask, we will pray for you as the Spirit of the Lord prompts us to do so. And because we want to make sure that we're in line with what the Holy Ghost desires, not what we want. And so may God bless each one of you tonight. Thank you so much, Malia. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Husband. And I so look forward to your ministry birthing and going forth, and also for Renee that was on the line tonight. We have other callers, but we're just going to stay with what we have and close tonight. So may God bless each one of you. We celebrate with you tonight and have a happy and wonderful Passover weekend, remembering what the Lord has done. Isn't he awesome?
Amen.
May God bless you all. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.